33 North Michigan Avenue, WXFM Triad, June 21st, 1974. It's Janosch and Patty. FM Radio, WXFM.
Unappreciative bastard!
Brother. Here in the Holiday Inn Hotel, proceeding now to the seventh floor for an interview in the swimming pool with Locomotive GT. Here we are at the seventh floor. It seems that the swimming pool is closed and no sign of Locomotive GT, and therefore we are now proceeding to the first floor lobby to see whether or not they may have gone swimming in another place.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. As in condensator vanish. Okay. We're at Holiday Inn, June 21st, talking with Locomotive GT, Joseph
Logs.
Joseph Locks,
L-A-U-X.
L-A-U-X, Joseph Locks. In the group, we're discussing with is introduced.
Laszlo Aranyos.
Trzeba w okres.
Okay. Mind a kettőt használjuk, szóval ha ebből is akar, ha ezt is akarjuk használni, akkor hangosabban kell beszélni.
Jó.
We have to talk quite loud. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I don't think this will pick it up.
Ez mire vagy?
Mind a kettőt. Neki adom.
Jó.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, how was your reception in Chicago?
No, it was really nice. We were really glad, you know, because that's one of the biggest places where we played in the States. We started in New York with the Climax Blues Band, and after New Jersey with the Sly and Family Stone, and with the Grand Funk Railroad in Dayton, and many other places with Joe Walsh, and now we are in Chicago. And
how's the reception been in the States?
We was very glad because from the first station, I mean from New York, we get a nice response from the audience, and if there is an audience in the world who really feel the music that has to be here in the States, you know, what we realize.
Do you find the kind of music you play is very much like that that's played in America, or do you think it's different?
How do you mean?
Basically, do you think the music you play in the music Locomotive GT plays is like the music Americans are used to, or do you think it's something different? What is the difference that you can explain?
Oh, it's hard to say to you, because you know it's better to ask American, because you know.
Do you think it's better?
I don't know, you know, there's a lot of American.
Sure is.
Let me say, this is my personal opinion, that the Locomotive GT new album is very typically American type music, and very best at it.
Do you think it's different from the old albums?
From Locomotive's old album? Yes, it is. It's completely different from the old album.
What is that difference?
But the old albums are basically European.
I noticed the production on the new album is a lot better.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because it was made in England,
right,
you know, by Jimmy Miller, who produced the album, and the facilities, it's much better in England than Hungary.
Facilities,
yeah. Yeah.
I want to do that one again. That's a good rap. You want to do that one over again?
Yeah.
Okay. Or is that, we can get it?
Ask the same question if you want.
Basically, there's a difference between your old albums and the newer one. I know the production is much better. Why is that?
Because it was made in England. in London at the CBS Studios, and Jimmy Miller produced the album, who produced the old Rolling Stones album with Andy Jones, who was the engineer. And, you know, the facilities is much better in England than Hungary. Sorry to say, but that's a matter of fact.
Who did the art cover? The album cover? For?
You know, we just heard about, we've got a new cover, a double sleeve. This is the first time in the history of ABC Records. They changed the cover, but the old one is still on sale, you know. Next week they change it. And we've got the single today. It will be out, I think, the next week.
The single record is what?
It's the Rock Yourself on the A side and the B side. She's just 14.
She's just 14?
Yes.
That's kind of controversial. What is the legal age in Europe?
You know, the age. You mean the age? It's 16, but 16. You know, all over the world it's going down. I mean in your mind, but not in the rules. The rules is Hungary 16.
Who wrote She's Only 14?
Thomas. Who is the lead guitarist.
What was the Barton?
Yeah.
Was there any experience connected with that writing?
I think so, yes.
There was?
There was, yes.
How about Rock Yourself?
No, that will be the A side. And that's a great song, and we like very much, you know. And all the people from the ABC liked very much, and it was originally, you know, what we chose for a single, because it's all over Europe. It's a very popular song, and all over Hungary and all over the Eastern countries. It was a sort of test, you know.
It was originally written in Hungarian, right?
Yeah.
And do you think it's lost anything in the translation of it?
No, I don't think so. But we keep the title lines at the middle of the song, and it's a little bit different from American, because it's another language, you know. Anyway, the music is same.
Who translated it?
Who wrote the lyrics?
Not the lyrics, Adam Mishana, but
yeah,
the translation.
He did all the English version too, you know. She did, sorry.
She
translated for English.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And, a very good one too.
Yeah. It's quite good.
You're coming back to Chicago?
Yeah, on the 21st of July.
And you're going to be playing at the Auditorium?
Yes.
Do you know who is going to play with you?
I don't know yet, you know. It just sounded the booking, you know.
How do you feel about tonight's performance at the Aragon?
Yeah, we felt very, very well, you know. It's a nice place, nice audience, and I mean the acoustic not so good, too much echo on the place, but
the auditorium.
Yeah, we heard about, and we hope it will be good.
So where to after Chicago?
Tomorrow we go to another state, Indianapolis. Yeah.
Who do you like playing best with?
You mean
so far on your tour, who you played that you like to play the best with?
You mean the group?
Yeah,
the
group.
No, one of the best was with the Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk.
Yeah, and they are very nice guys, you know. And we like them because we never seen them before. Just we heard on an album. But we are an American band.
Are they popular in Europe?
Yeah, they are very popular.
Okay.
And that was the first time we have seen them on stage, and it was a great show, you know.
Going through your past tours, is Rock Yourself very much an audience participation song? And do they get into it?
Yeah, though.
They stand up and.
Yeah, that's it. And it's a very strange, but you have to know all around Hungary, the other countries, you know, doesn't speak English and Hungarian, and
Has Roger
And we sing the song in Hungarian, yeah. And in the middle part they sing with us in Hungarian. And the main lines, you know, and that's funny, you know.
So the English down my god, right?
Yeah.
What other groups in Hungary, what other Hungarian rock groups should we be expecting to come to America?
You know, the other groups is Burgundy, Omega.
Omega.
And the English is split, but they formed a new group. It's called Phonograph.
It's called Phonograph?
Yes.
I didn't know that. What kind?
And, you know, one of two guys from the Tolchway group and three from the old Elish.
The brothers of
yeah,
the
brothers.
Brothers?
No, not the brothers. The drummer and the younger. Yeah.
And Laszlo.
Yeah.
Have any American groups been touring Hungary? Lately?
No, most of the groups are jazz musicians.
Jazz musicians,
you know,
like?
Yeah, Jose Feliciano, Alvin Jones, and a lot. But most jazz.
Why is
American
that?
Rock band never been in Hungary.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It probably would create a lot
yeah,
of nuisance.
And a lot of money, you know, yeah. To take them over. And, well, most the English groups.
So, you were in England.
Yeah.
How was your reception?
We played in the Rainbow. And it was a good, nice place, a nice reaction, you know. It was recorded.
Oh.
You will see on the TV in the middle of July.
That
it was
you know
in concert that? Series, yes.
Dave Clark
produced the whole show. And
so who were you playing with?
With the Humble Pie, Roxy Music, and...
Roxy Music?
Yeah.
Do you like Roxy Music? Like, what do you think of it?
You know, one of their song, which I don't know the title, but... Which one is a hit? I don't know. Anyway, it's a hit in Europe, but the other stuff that's so good. I mean, I don't like, but the Humble Pie was great. You know, that's a really fantastic group.
What is the situation of a rock and roll band or people in a rock and roll band in Hungary? Meaning, because you are a member of a rock and roll band, do you have greater freedoms in Hungary?
How do you mean it's freedom?
Greater freedoms. I mean, in the sense of as a member of a rock and roll band in Hungary, do you experience greater freedoms, for instance, in going from one place to the other, or do you have autograph seekers hounding you? Do you have to be kept in isolation, or do people recognize you on the street, things like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, but, you know, the first 2 or 3 years was
in
very...
Words, what's it like to be...
You know, the first 2 or 4 years was very hard. When this kind of music came in to the scene, and when the boys had long hair, and that was the hard age, but... Now it's a usual thing to play in a rock group and to play music and
do a lot of people wear long hair there?
Yeah, and to wear jeans, you know, that's
new
nice.
Gender.
It's a
standard.
It's a standard, but you know, a few years ago it was unique.
Yeah. Also something that I've noticed in the past, most of the lyrics and the songs written for Hungarian rock bands were not written by the players. In other words, I don't know if this is still true. The players were, even though the musicians were to play something that was written by someone else, by an agency.
No.
Is this still in effect?
No, because the rock bands wrote their own music and they wrote their own lyrics. That's why they are different from the other kind of groups.
Yes, I remember some older Metro. And
yeah, it's just...
Meaning
you
they would always have someone else write it.
Just a mistake.
But Locomotive does do its own writing.
Yeah, own writing, and Elish does, you know. And I think the best groups have to have
right.
to write their own
I agree with, I agree
stuff,
with
you know,
that's the greatest thing. Kind of different division existed while in this kind of, while here it wasn't that way.
Yeah.
But to some extent it still exists, but it depends on the group's caliber, you know. If you want to be a very famous group, you can't afford to have someone else writing your music, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you're not going to make it.
You have your own sound studio in Hungary?
No.
How do you go about cutting a record in Hungary?
Basically? Well, we can buy and you know, usually when we are abroad, we buy a lot of Western.
But what about equipment? Like, for instance, if you want to...
Oh, we can buy a stereo. You mean the recording?
Yeah, recording. Oh, I see. Your own studio, your own...
Well, we haven't our own studio. Okay. No, we have just two studios. In Budapest, one for the recording company and one for the radio station,
and
the third one for the film factory. That's the brand new one.
Can you have your own? Can you go and get your own sound studio?
No.
Is it you don't want it, or
you know, we don't need.
Feasible.
Yeah, it's not.
You can't. It's too much money.
We can't do that.
Can't afford it. It's simple.
But when we are ready with the stuff, you know, for an album, for a single, we can go to the recording company. We want to go to the studio and
we send. We can. If for instance, someone were to send you a couple tape decks, could you use them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Of course. Yes.
It would be much easier to do it that way. Right?
Yeah. Of course. Yes.
That'd be a good thing. We'll do that. See what happens.
Anyway, you're gonna have to do a lot of editing.
Well, that's all right. No, I always get a lot of tape.
Yeah, I'd love to pick up.
Flip it out.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of other questions I can ask?
For instance.
What are your favorite groups? I asked that before, but what groups do you like best? From what has come over from this country to Europe, to Hungary?
You know, from American groups,
mm-hmm.
Chicago, Three Dog Night, Johnny Winter, Edgar Winter, Humble Pie from England,
and
a lot of groups.
Have you
know.
Heard of ISIS, the all-girl band?
No, yeah. Not yet.
It's an all-girl band, eight girls, heavy brass.
Yeah.
How do you stand with the classics?
No, we like the classics.
I mean, what's your favorite, for instance?
You know, Bartok.
Of course.
Of course, and a lot of other, but no too much time to hear in classical music, because most of the time we hear in the pop and the rock music.
Is this your first tour?
Yes, in the States.
And, I mean, from Hungary?
From Hungary, yeah.
Are you planning on coming back after this tour?
Yeah. Oh, we want to make another LP here for ABC, the second one, and after again a tour.
Are you going to record that in England again?
Yeah, we like to. I like to record over here, you know.
Do you do many?
In LA, but we don't know yet.
What's your recording session like? Do you do one set per cut type thing, or do you do a lot of overdubbing electronically?
Sometimes, you know, it depends with what sort of song,
yeah.
What we like to record. If we need overdubbing, we use overdubbing. But it's just a simple one with.
How about electronic?
Oh, we don't like.
You don't like.
We don't like.
Why not?
You know, it's another kind of music, another feeling, and it's so machinery.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Are there any Hungarian rock directed groups that aren't electronic music?
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
they
like
are. But
Omega.
But
Omega.
Yeah, but it's not the real electronic. You know, the real electronic what ELP use. And I think that sort of electronic nobody can use in Europe.
Yeah,
that's why, you know.
Economically,
yes, of course.
Omega does pretty well with what they have, but it's still limited.
Yeah.
An ARP?
Yeah, in our PS, yeah. No, EKG or what is it? The size, yeah, you know, the small one.
How about at colleges? Are there sound equipment in colleges there?
Yeah.
For instance, why don't you tell us about your own group's musical education? Have you been into a conservatory?
Yeah. Gabo, press the keyboard player, was in the Bartók Béla Conservatory.
In Budapest.
How many years ago?
They
finished it, yeah.
So, they finished the course.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Because that's one thing I think there's a major difference between European groups and American groups, is that in Europe they have a very thorough background in a very serious institution as far as music is concerned, where they teach this. As in an American groups, they sort of feel it out, as they go along. And what's interesting about that, they still achieve things. Mm-hmm. But somehow I get the feeling that the European groups have the background.
Is it more professional?
Yes, I think so.
As musicians?
Musically, yeah. Yes.
Right. Yes. They are more mature musically at times, not always, but at times than some comparable American groups would be. That's my feeling, of course.
Anyway, he was trained for a classical pianist.
Anyone
originally,
else?
And he changed, you know. And
how did he adapt to that change? Is it an easy thing?
It's easy, but he liked this kind of music much better, I think, so that's the reason.
When you go home and relax, do you usually listen to classical music? Or
no, no, I'm listening to rock music, pop music.
How about airplay? Is Locomotive GT played over the radio
a lot? Yeah,
a lot, yeah. That kind of confuses me. How do you advertise? I mean, how is Locomotive GT advertised in Hungary? I mean, how do they sell the records?
No, open
market.
Yeah, it's an open market, and the problem is they can't make enough records sale, you know, because
what's the price
the market. It's much bigger than the factory capacity. That's
what's the price of a record?
It's much cheaper than here.
It is?
It's 84 inch, but that's about a day's work.
Yeah.
84 what?
84 inch.
84 inch.
Which is roughly
about
$3.
$3.
Oh, $3. Yeah.
But that's a day's work, though.
Yeah.
But still, the market is big, and the pressing is always back. You know, they don't press enough of it.
Yeah, because they have to press all over the eastern countries.
Yeah.
For
how about
Poland.
Bootlegging?
No, no bootlegging.
My question is, what are your feelings about Emerson, Lake and Palmer as a group?
I like them very much, but you know, it's another kind of music.
It's a different kind of music.
Yeah,
it's the person.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic, and you know,
I'm glad you agree.
Yeah, and I have to agree, and everybody has to agree because it's great.
So, going back, I'm very interested in what your everyday life is like there. I mean, do you like get up in the mornings and say, well, I'm going down to the studio and practice, or?
Anyway, we have busy days.
No.
In Europe too,
here,
and over here, everywhere we have busy days.
Hungary,
you know,
Hungary,
we always try to decide. You know, we need the holidays, just 1 week, 2 weeks, but never happened. You know.
How do you get a
it's
song
a shame.
Together? How do you get a song together? Is it that you have to? How do you go about writing and getting a new song?
No. First, one of us, you know, who wrote the main line, bring down some tunes, you know, and after we try to do it together.
Like you would.
I mean the arrangement and.
You don't live together, do you?
No.
Look, what GT doesn't live in one.
No,
house.
No, we are different flats.
Are there any communes there? Are there communes in Hungary?
No.
People
no.
Live
no.
together.
No.
No. Like Kron was over here. And they have a farm living together in Germany.
No, we haven't. None of the groups.
No.
What can you? We still have about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
What can you? Oh yeah, some spots. Why don't you do some locomotive GT spot?
Sorry?
Something. Just say about locomotive GT. Give us some. Something about why we should listen to locomotive GT.
It's great.
Spot. Oh, yeah. It's great music. It's good music.
Right.
How's the best thing?
I have a question.
Okay.
And that is, in Hungary, what is the situation for us among the rock groups? Any drug being used at all?
No, not at all.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
It's mainly what, beer? Mostly alcohol.
Yeah, mostly alcohol. Just.
And it's probably because
you have to drink a beer. That doesn't allow, yeah.
Right. In other words, it's unlawful.
Come over here.
Okay.
Come on over here.
I get the fair.
Sauce Mazes has just joined us.
All right. We're
just about...
Got some records for you.
We're just at wit's end.
You got the first Billy album?
The Spectrum.
You have this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I promised Spectrum over there.
Okay,
or over there?
Crosswind, that's nice.
Over there, I promised one. They have Spectrum. Can I give this up?
Sure.
Minimum.
Horace Arnold. Another drummer.
Yeah, nice.
It's got Jan Hammer on here, too.
Yeah, that's great. Jan Hammer.
Some acoustic guitar. Someone probably enjoyed this.
Tip Solar Money.
Muddy Waters, some Chicago sounds.
Muddy Wood.
Some banjo.
Hey. What I was thinking of is to give these to him when they come back again, because now he's just going to be taking them. He doesn't have a chance to listen to them anymore.
Yeah, we haven't done it play yet. When we come back?
When he comes back, we'll make up a package.
Yeah.
21st.
We're going to hold on to this.
Yeah.
And I'd like to also set up, something at Louis Safman's.
Yeah.
For the 21st. You're going to be here for more than one day?
One day.
That's all.
I hope.
Can we get together for a dinner?
Yeah, of course.
And that would be very good.
21st. What day is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out.
First is
just
a
give
Monday.
Us an idea what it is.
Monday is first.
Sunday
the 21st.
July 21st is on Sunday.
It is. That can't be right.
Sure. Yes, it is Sunday.
Is Sotmari open Sunday?
No.
Well, that's...
we'll have them catered. We'll have a special party.
I tell you something else. I mean, why don't we invite them over to a sort of a private party when we make some good...
I'm about out of questions.
I don't know what you've asked.
Whatever you ask,
everything.
It must be better. But go on. It must be better. I want you to take over.
I can't think right now.
Yes, you can. You can think better than I can. Go on.
It was pretty good so far.
I can't ask questions. Megörülnék, mert ebben mit csinálok?
So
ezután...
De
én nem vagyok zenész, és... De ha zenész lennék, és nem lenne magnetikusom, akkor... Lehetett. Mi a neve?
Magno.
Nem, az nem is tudnám elképzelni, hogy hogy lehet ez.
To record Boom in the same studios as the other ones?
No.
So I noticed a different sound.
It's different sound, but the pressing was bad.
Yeah, very basic.
If you could hear the original tape, that's great.
Can we get a copy?
But I hope. Because they... They wanted to try find the right level on the on the disc, and they put on much more bass.
Right, too much.
Too much the bass, you know. That's the reason.
But on the other ones, very good production.
Yeah, I mean the second one, it sounds great.
Yeah. I noticed on the back of the album it says the percussion Jimmy Miller. What did he actually?
It's the one. It's happened. I've got this sort of pain. What does it mean? I don't know exactly.
From Bago?
It's not real Vesha.
Kidney.
No, I've got some kidney pains, you know, and I have to go to the hospital of the fourth day of the recording.
Uh-huh.
And that day they recorded one song, especially the Waiting for You, and that was the song when Jimmy was playing on percussion.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you get together with the harmonica player, Jack Bruce?
Jack Bruce was a friend of Andy Jones,
uh-huh.
And he usually came in the studio.
Had he heard you before?
Yeah, of course. You know, the good old days with the Cream,
uh-huh.
And with the new groups. And that time we just recorded, that she's just 14, and we talk about the harp until let's go take one.
Good.
And before we take it, we played a lot of blues with him, which was really great. But it isn't on the album, it's just...
You should release some good blues.
Yeah. You do some country music on the second album.
Yeah.
Where did you first hear American country music?
Sorry?
Where did you hear American country music?
Hello, sir. Hello.
In Budapest, but
records.
There is a lot of which one?
And records.
Records, of course. Yeah.
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 By who?
Nitty Gritty Dog Band.
Yeah.
And no. The Thomas has a lot of because.
Ever hear of Pete Seeger?
Pete Seeger, of course. Yeah.
Almanac Singers. Ever heard of them?
Yeah.
The Weavers.
The Leavers.